FM 90.3 WJTL Hillsong United and Taya, Another in the Fire. Michael W. Smith with a tune from way back when, Secret Ambition, 1988. Good morning to you, Mindy and Fred, with you, 7:05.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow morning as our buddy Nick counts down WJTL's Top 25. It happens from 9 to 11 tomorrow morning. And then it's so cool that we play it again Saturday night from 7 to 9. The Top 25 Countdown, sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, joining us on the phone from Moms in Prayer, our dear friend Sue Forey. Good morning,
Yay!
Sue.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. Now, you have listened to us for a long time. How long?
Well, it's been since I was 12, so that would be about 10 years, right?
But a bunch.
Nice try.
No, I've listened to WJTL for the last 35 years.
That's amazing. Yeah, 35 years. Yeah, you have to be one of our longest continuous listeners, Sue.
I'm glad you didn't say oldest.
Longest. Sue's the regional coordinator of Moms in Prayer. We're going to talk about that this morning. But first, Sue, anybody want to say hi to?
I would love to give a shout out to my husband, Dan, my children, Daniel, Timmy, Grace, Leah, and Lila, and all of my Moms in Prayer Region 3 leaders.
So tell us about Moms in Prayer.
Well, Moms in Prayer International impacts children and schools worldwide for Christ by gathering mothers to pray. Our vision is that every school would be covered in prayer. We are a Christ-centered, interdenominational prayer ministry made up of moms, grandmas, aunts, any woman who desires to pray for children in schools. Our groups consist of two or more women, and it's 1 hour each week at an agreed-upon time. And, you know, sometimes people think 1 hour of prayer, that's a long time. But the cool thing about Moms in Prayer is that they teach you how to pray. I've been listening to WJTL for a long time. I was in church for a long time and never really knew how to pray effectively. And Moms in Prayer teaches you that. We pray for children, teachers, and schools. We are scripture-driven and scripture-focused. We have confidentiality, and we seek the Lord for salvation, biblical values, high moral standards, revival, and spiritual awakening. And honestly, Moms in Prayer is a gift. It's not necessarily a gift to my children, but it's a gift to me.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful, Sue. And I do think having all the moms and grandmoms praying is a gift to our kids,
absolutely,
to our schools, to our community. Now, as has been the main question over this pandemic time, how has COVID and the pandemic affected the way you guys meet and what you guys do?
Well, the key is we never stop praying. So we've had to shift where we pray. We've done conference calls. We've done porch prayers. I had ladies on my porch, social distancing and praying. We even have a hybrid prayer group where we have moms that have kids that are actually in school that can come and pray at someone's house. But then we have the phone in the middle of the room and we have other moms join us. They call in and they're able to join us as well. So we've had to shift. We've had to pivot, but we've never stopped praying.
That's awesome. If folks want more information or they want to find out how they can get involved and start praying, what's the best way for them to visit you?
Well, the best way to do that is to go to momsinprayer.org. And if you click on Get Started and then join a group, it will take you to a form to fill out. Or you can also text the word groups to 51555. That's the word groups, 51555.
So you text the word groups with an S on the end, is that right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, great. So text groups to 51555 or go online, momsinprayer.org, and find out how you can get involved. We're going to talk more with Sue coming up in just a bit, so stay with us. Leland and Zeal.